Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to worship on this special day, the festival of the Epiphany of our Lord. On this day, we remember and praise God for the revelation of God to the wise men, but we also remember God's revelation through his word also to us, that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is the very Son of God. For our friends worshiping online, a reminder to you to go to our website, chapelofthecross.org, and you will find the bulletin for the service there under the Resources tab, and you will find options for giving your offering to the Lord also under the Give tab there at chapelofthecross.org. May God bless you. Worship this day. We begin by listening to our opening hymn, As With Gladness, Men of Old. If you are using your hymnal at home, that's hymn number 397 in Lutheran Service Book. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Almighty God, thick darkness covers the whole earth, and the darkness of sin is on us, your people. We confess that we have often walked in darkness instead of your light. In our thoughts, words, and actions, we have turned away from your face and have broken your commands. You alone, O Lord, invite all nations to come to your light. You beckon those who are broken to find wholeness in the brightness of your rising. Guide us again to the mercy of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he may dispel the darkness of our sin and renew us in the light of your presence. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the nations. Lead us, who follow your Son by faith, to rejoice in the brightness of your eternal kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs, together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I am less than the least of all of God's people, this grace was given to me, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Together we speak our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A most blessed Epiphany Day to you. Epiphany is a word that we really don't use a whole lot, but it's a word that means manifestation or revelation or to shine forth. It's a time to be shown the glory of our Savior. The glory of Jesus Christ is revealed to us, and through that revelation, we are changed. All the lessons, the readings that we read this day kind of point in that direction. They talk about the light coming and the brightness that that light brings and the blessing that that light brings to God's people and in their lives. And so Isaiah says, "Arise and shine, for you have seen the Lord. You've seen his glory all around you." That's the message of Epiphany. You too, right? You've been to the manger. You have worshiped the Christ child with the wise men. You have been shown the Savior. And the manifestation, that revelation of our Lord, that also has changed us, hasn't it? Rise and shine. We've got a problem, though. We live in darkness. Isaiah said it some 750 years before Jesus lived. And they lived in darkness a long time before Isaiah. But he said it so clearly. He said, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. True. We live in darkness, in the darkness of sin. And really, whenever you look in Scripture that and you see that word darkness, so very often it's associated with sin. We live in that darkness of sin. And you know, the bigger problem really is that we like to live in that darkness. Isaiah says, rise and shine. Don't live in the darkness. You don't want to live in that darkness because your light has come. The glory of the Lord is around you. Rise and shine. We have other darkness too. Isaiah talked about that as well. Not just the darkness of sin, but he was also talking about a different kind of darkness in that reading from Isaiah. He was talking about the darkness that the people of Israel were going through at that time. They had been in captivity in Babylon, and that's, I would say, a little dark. Somebody picks you up out of your homeland, away from your home and your house and your family, and carries you away into slavery. That's what I call darkness. Isaiah called it that too. And then they're finally allowed to come back home. And what do you think they found when they came back home? They came home to nothing. It's darkness. And they look at all their sickness and the loss of life that they had endured, and coming back into their home and trying to restore Israel, it was darkness all around. I mean, Isaiah is right. Darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness over the people. But rise and shine, he says, because the light has come. And you have seen the light. He's got the same message for us. We live in some darkness here too, you know. There's a lot of darkness in our world. I don't know what darkness that you are facing or your family's facing, but there's probably something there. We have people around us in our families and in our community who would like to go to work tomorrow. They don't have a job. And that's darkness. We have people around us and in our community who would love to put a meal on their table for their families, but they can't do it because they don't have the money to buy the food. They have to go somewhere else to help have somebody help them get it. And that's darkness. We have families around us and in our community who have recently lost a loved one. Or we especially during the holidays recall all those memories of that very precious loved one and that separation that we have for a while. And that's darkness too. We're going to lose 600,000 people in our country to cancer this year. 38,000 are going to be killed on the highways. Over 40,000 will commit suicide. Over 352,000 have died because of the coronavirus in our country, and that's just going up. And that's darkness. The lunacy and lawlessness and violence and pride and arrogance and selfishness of what's going on in our nation's capital tonight, that's darkness too. And you can go on and on with all these, this whole list of disappointments and troubles and tears. And you know what's going on in your family. And Isaiah's right, isn't he? Darkness will cover the earth. Thick darkness over the people. But, he says, but rise and shine, because your light has come, and you have seen his glory. And isn't that true that many of you were able to be here on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, or at least worship with us online? And in that dark night and in that bright morning to kneel around the manger and to listen to the voice of the angel, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for a Savior has been born to you." You've seen him. You've seen his light. You've seen his glory. You've tasted his love. You've heard his forgiveness. You've received his peace and his love and his comfort and his hope. Rise and shine, because the Lord is revealed. Jesus is made manifest. The Christ has shined forth. It's Epiphany. And Isaiah says, you know, the greatest thing about that message is that all nations will come to the brightness of that light. Not just the Jews, he says. All nations. And they came. Those non-Jews, those Gentiles, like I'm assuming most of us, those wise men, they came. It's kind of a neat story, isn't it? I always love to hear it from Matthew 2. Those magi sitting over there in Babylonia or Persia watching the stars, and they look up and they see a special one. And by God's grace, somehow they know that that star, that one, is going to lead them to someone very, very special. And they travel a long way for a year, maybe 2 years, across the desert. They lose a star for a little while over Jerusalem, but after they continue, they see that star again, and that star that leads them, it leads them right to the Christ child. And there they see the light of the world. And those wise men, they worshiped that child. They gave him his gifts. And then they went away as changed people. Wise men, we call them. How wise were they? Well, they were wise. These are the men who find Jesus, and then they get down on their knees in front of that boy, and they worship that child. They saw in that one in those diapers, somebody who was so much more powerful than they were. They saw in that one in those diapers the Savior of the world. That's what made them wise. So they came, and they worshiped, and they found the Christ, and they enjoyed his light, and then they went away from their Lord and their Savior changed. Changed people. Now, change is kind of hard. It really is. Change your lifestyle, for instance, to have to go to your doctor or find a time and go see him, well, that's kind of tough, because maybe your doctor's going to tell you something you don't want to hear. You don't want to go. Don't want to change. Rather, just carry on the way things are. Change the room around? No thanks. Yeah, it's tough to get used to a new configuration. Go back to my office down the hall there. It hasn't changed since 2005. There's a reason for that. I don't want it to change. Change is hard. Change your spending habits? No way. I like the way I live now. You know, it's tough to change. I like to keep things the way they are. Thank you very much. That's the way we so very often live. And we live that way in our Christianity too. Isaiah is coming today with the wise men, and he's saying, you know what? You've been to the manger. You've seen the Christ. You've seen the light. You have seen his glory. Rise and shine. It's time for a change. And when you've been shown that Christ child, when you've been in his presence, when his light has shined upon you, well then, God's got a way. He's got a way of changing you. Happened with those magi. The light of that star shining on the Savior, the sight of their Lord, young as he was, being in the presence of their God, their hearts were changed. And they bowed down, and they humbled themselves, and they worshiped that child. They were changed. It's what happens to us too when the light of the Savior shines upon us. It's what needs to happen to us. We need to change. Because sometimes the sin in our hearts leads our eyes to look at inappropriate things, and our lips to say inappropriate words, and our ears to listen to inappropriate things, and our feet to go to inappropriate places. When we are stuck in the darkness of sin, we need to change. We need the light of the Savior to shine on us and then change our hearts. And His light does shine, and the Word of God does point the way. You have been changed, haven't you? Because you have seen the Christ. Not 2 weeks ago, we were gathered together and worshiping at the manger, singing Silent Night together. You've seen the Christ come into this world for you. You shared in that sacrament here at this altar. You'll share it again tonight. You have tasted His salvation. You've heard the story again and again and again from the Word of God, how Jesus came, how He lived, how He died, how He rose, how He forgives, He redeems, He saves, He loves. You know that so very well. Jesus has shined His light on you, and you are changed because of it. By the power of God's Spirit, we're changed. God has revealed His Son to us. He's a humble baby in a manger. He's a toddler worshipped by wise men. He's a servant Savior dying on a cross. He's a mighty King, risen and ascended for us. He is our Lord and our salvation. And He, at His epiphany, has changed us to be His. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise for prayer. Creator of light, we praise You during these darkest weeks of the year that You do not leave us in spiritual darkness. When You spoke the word at creation, there was light. When Your people wandered in the valleys of deep spiritual darkness, You sent Your Son, Jesus, as the light of the world. Let the light of Your grace shine upon Your people, O Lord. Beautiful Savior, Lord of the nations, You are not afraid to enter the darkness of our world, sharing the plight of Your people and the temptations that plague us all. You willingly endured the darkness of the cross so that we might be forgiven of our sins and live in the light of Your resurrection. Let the light of Your grace shine upon Your people, O Lord. Holy Spirit, You enlighten us with Your gifts. We ask Your blessing upon our congregation. We ask You to guide our congregation to many with whom we can share the light of the gospel. And we ask that You empower us to share Your word and love at home, at work, and in our neighborhoods. Let the light of Your grace shine upon Your people, O Lord. Lord God Almighty, we ask You to bless our nation with peace, stability, and justice. Direct our leaders in mind and spirit, and bring an end to discord and disunity, hateful actions, and rhetoric. Give also Your healing grace to the sick, the suffering, the dying, and those who mourn. Let the light of Your grace shine upon Your people, O Lord. Holy Trinity, source of all light, You give us more than we desire or deserve. Provide us with what we need, for You live and rule as the source of our life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Together we pray the prayer our Lord Himself taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. You may be seated. We now take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of our sin. And take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you and for many on the cross, for the forgiveness of your sin. We stand. Now may this eating and drinking keep and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Go in the Lord's peace and in his joy. Amen. We pray. O God, the Father, the source of all goodness, who with loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the darkness of our world, we thank you that for his sake you have forgiven our sins and strengthened our faith through this sacrament. Grant that we who have shared in the presence of Christ may go forth and reflect his light to all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn together, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, page 12 in your bulletin.